I don't want to do this.
Nice.
And welcome to another episode of the Dynasty Trades HQ podcast, brought to you by the Dynasty Football Network and DynastyFootballFactory.com. My name is Michael Sipes. You can find me on Twitter at FFBlitz, and I'm here with my partners, Jeremy Broen.
How you doing?
At DFF underscore Madman. And you've already heard Shane Manila.
You know, what the fuck? I offered a much better trade. I hate when people do this shit. So one of our league of records, I can't even pretend I have a league of record because we're in so many fucking leagues, but I
get lost. Yeah.
So, and you know, we got a couple Golden Tate trades on the show sheet, but this literally just came through and it pisses me off because I made a much better fucking offer than this. So I don't even know who Woodland Critters is, but I know he's worse than my team, and my team was absolute garbage, and this is probably why. He traded Golden Tate for Chase Edmonds, Quincy Enunwa, and Justin Watson. Come on.
That's all he got back?
Dude, that's a terrible trade. And this, I usually don't chime in on people's trades, but I'm chiming in right here.
Oh, yeah.
Email the league. Like,
trash dynasty trade.
Shit. This is a trash dynasty trade completed.
Hey, Greg Brandt, were you drunk on your birthday today? Is that why you made that trade?
Not quite
that
all.
Is horrible.
This trade is terrible.
First of all, we were still doing the opening. You can find Shane at DFF underscore Shane. And yes, the trade you're talking about.
If you're into that, you don't have to, but he is on Twitter.
And the trade he's talking about is in the DFF Blue Chips Dynasty Devi League that all the people from DFF are in.
Only 12 teams. If all of us were in it, there'd be like 370.
Meaning that all 12 are part of the site. But yeah, I just see that trade just came across. And then also Shane just replied to everybody in the league, this trade is terrible. That's pretty funny.
Look, I'm sorry. That's a terrible trade. So yeah, Golden Tate apparently is dead now based on that trade. Jesus Christ. So, you know, what's crazy is I have seen Golden Tate trades pretty much just running the gamut. There's that trade, which is the worst I've seen. Then there's a trade in one of the leagues I'm in. And you guys can guess who's who, okay?
Okay.
And his disciples and X-Force have completed a trade. I like how my fantasy league, like, announces it. You know what I mean? Like, for everyone.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean?
White Jesus and his disciples gave up Mike Williams, and X-Force gave up Golden Tate.
Did you get Golden Tate?
No. He got Mike Williams.
He said that.
No, he didn't. He asked us to guess, and I say he got Mike Williams.
Oh, what was the trade? It was just Tate for Williams?
Yep.
Yeah, probably. You've been talking up Williams lately, but Shane's a Tate guy, so it's kind of – and an Eagles guy, so it's kind of tough. I don't know which one. This is the first time you may have stumped me, man.
My team is White Jesus and his disciples.
Figures. Oh, so you got Golden Tate. You gave up nice Mike work. Williams for so, Golden Tate.
My instincts were correct, but I still couldn't tell.
Well, I had Christian McCaffrey on that team at one point, and this is one of those leagues where I just change my team name whenever I kind of feel like it. So when I had Christian McCaffrey, you know, I considered him like
one that's right
on the football field. So, and also Jesus wasn't white. So that's also why I think it's funny to put white Jesus, because I know and someone that sees that, they're like, Jesus was white.
And you know this because the last time you talked to him in person.
Oh, okay. Now we're going to go down a weird path. So
He's like, it's funny because Jesus wasn't white. It's a Dynasty Football podcast. Where are you going with this?
Where was Jesus born?
Okay. Okay.
Oh my God.
All right. Here, we're bringing it back. We're bringing it back.
I'm just saying, just regionally, he was born in what, Israel, Palestine, that general vicinity, right? Bethlehem.
All right, what we're going to do
around there, I'm just saying.
Well, while I try to rally everybody back together, let's hear a word from our sponsor, gtbets.eu.
Are you looking for some action on today's games? Then head over to gtbets.eu for all your sports betting needs. Get up-to-date odds covering all major sports. GTBets.eu is easy to use. Their simple registration process will have you placing your first bet in minutes. And if you register today, you can earn up to $500 of free money. Now that's a great reason to head over to GTBets.eu, an official sponsor of the Dynasty Football Factory. Simply add Dynasty Trades HQ in the referred by field to earn a 100% welcome bonus. GTBets.eu, it's game time.
All right, so GT Bets. I didn't even look. I took the under in the San Francisco, Las Vegas. I took the under in the San Francisco, Oakland, Oakland game.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Oakland. And I don't even remember what the over under was, but I definitely took the under because they had CJ Mullins starting.
No. That's a combination of the two guys. It's Nick Mullins.
No, it's CJ Bethard. That's right. And Mullins, right?
Nick Mullins. Yeah, Nick Mullins.
Tore it up.
No, like, hey, look here. That isn't even on our sheet here for the news, but let me ask you that. Do you believe that he tore it up, or do you believe that he played against a team that didn't give a shit?
Well, here's the thing, though. We've seen guys in his position just come out and shit the bed, like Nathan Peterman repeatedly, who we will also get to see again on Sunday.
He's so good.
You can only beat the team that's in front of you. And that's what he did. And that's pretty impressive considering I didn't know the guy was a person before he was named the starter. So I was damn impressed with his performance. Like, he has a decent arm. You could see, you know, he's not elite, obviously. You could see that watching him play with some of the throws he missed and stuff like that. And he got really lucky. He should have had a couple interceptions. Like that one play Kittle made over the middle of the field. You know, Mullins threw it in between like three defenders, and Kittle just stuck out his left arm and took it to the, you know, to two or however far down he got.
Well, George Badass Kittle.
You know what's funny? When you say that you didn't even know he existed, when they were talking about it earlier in the day, I went over to the Listener League, our 16-team Superflex League, and I looked. And actually, he was drafted in September in that league.
Not a bad pick.
But the best part is the person dropped him 2 weeks ago. So somebody else picked him up. So it looks... Yeah, it says it looks like Taylor Ham has gone bad, drafted him and then dropped him 2 weeks ago, and then Running Chalk, which is Justin, he picked him up this past week. So somebody even had him on their roster and then let him go.
Oh, that's hurt. That's a shame.
But in that league, it's just pretty amazing. And yes, you asked if he started him. No, he didn't start him. So he had him, but he didn't start him. 28 points on his bench.
Nathan Peterman. Really
unfortunate.
So, you know, we had a lot of trades in the NFL this week, which you guys jumped on the show on Tuesday and did a bonus show while I was at my wife's birthday party.
Yes, sir.
But there was some news that happened the day before, which is big for, I don't know why my voice just cracked, but it's big for Jeremy. Your Browns finally shit canned the coach.
Yeah, something they should have done long before now. But yeah, they did finally make that wrong a right by getting rid of him. And surprisingly, I think most of us were a little surprised Todd Haley went too. But I guess there was some infighting and just things weren't going well as a team. I think it's good. That's probably the one thing we talked about this before. The Browns are missing as far as rebuilding and having a competitive team. The defense is playing pretty well, and they've been competitive all but two games. They've been in the game, could have won them, you know, only have two losses, including that tie. It could have been a win. So I think that they got rid of the worst part of the structure there, and we'll see if the defensive coordinator, now the interim coach, Greg Williams, can light a fire under the offense's ass like he does for defenses. And kind of excited about the offensive coordinator who came out of right field. Another one, you know, Kitchens from the Bruce Arians sort of coaching tree. Apparently he coached that preseason game, was the coordinator calling the shots that game that Baker Mayfield and the Browns were up big and doing really well on offense. So I guess there's some hope that, you know, he brings some good things for that offense. So I'm going to watch the whole game this week. I don't usually do that.
Really?
Check out the whole damn thing.
With your, with your own team,
tune in,
you don't?
Tune out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, tune in, tune out, DVR it a little bit, you know, do stuff with the kids. And yeah, because they've been bad for so long, man. I don't want to waste three whole hours. So I'm going to watch the whole game this week and just kind of take some notes, see what players that's what I thought. Like, what? I don't even know what to say about the offensive players. Like, what players rise and fall after this? I don't really know. I mean, you know, hopefully this means good things for Njoku, right? And Mayfield and, you know, the passing game. Duke Johnson, for crying out loud. My hopes are high that all those guys that were kind of not getting love do.
Do you agree with that, Shane?
You got to think Freddie Kitchens will have enough sense to at least target Njoku more than once. And even that target, I mean, that target was an unofficial target because of a penalty. But yeah, Njoku had officially zero targets last week, even though he had one, which is just mind-boggling. I don't know.
Oh, especially given the state of their receiving core, not having a lot of, you know, guys that are, you know, really well-developed and committed to that offense yet. You know, rookies and guys rough around the edges, they have Landry. So you think Landry and Njoku are gonna and Duke Johnson are gonna get the passing, the catches, and Duke wasn't even part of the game. So all those guys are on rosters, and hopefully they can increase their PPR love. I think Baker Mayfield can support an offense like that easily.
So Todd Haley, I think it's funny though, the firings were kind of spread out. It would have made more sense if they were like back to back tweets from Ian Schefter or Adam Kaplan or whoever tweeted them.
Any of those big talking heads?
Adam Schefter, maybe. Yeah, and Ian Kinsler. What's the guy's name? Ian Rafferty.
Ian Rappaport. Yeah. Rappaport.
Yeah. Michael Rappaport. So here's
I'd rather hear Michael Rappaport. Go ahead.
So here's why Todd Haley was fired. You remember a couple weeks back, Hugh was like, "Oh, I'm going to take over the offense," and they were talking to Todd Haley about it. And here's Todd Haley's quote. And there's some dots in front of this because I don't feel like reading the whole thing. Haley said, this is an emotional game. It is not for everyone. Coaching in the NFL, especially being in that spot, is not for everyone. It is a high pressure and high stress job. We just have to keep doing what we know is right. So he basically said in that quote that Hugh Jackson wasn't able to be a coach, that he didn't have. Oh, I completely forget what I was talking about. But basically, Todd Haley threw Hugh under the bus a couple weeks back, saying that he's not capable of being a head coach. He doesn't have the internal fest. Whoa, none of those are words. I just made up a bunch of noises and said, I hope no one catches that.
Well, everybody
basically, he was saying that Hugh wasn't built to be a head coach in so many words. So I'm thinking that the Browns, Jimmy Haslam and John Dorsey, especially John Dorsey, since he seems to be the one making decisions, probably didn't like that.
Did you guys hear the rumor that firing went down like this? Hugh Jackson was walking to Haley's office, or, you know, going to get Haley to fire him. And they stopped him, like Dorsey and group stopped him and fired him.
That's pretty funny.
You didn't even get a chance to fire Haley.
No.
They fired Hugh and they went and fired Haley.
I didn't realize there was such a big difference because I know I heard both of them the same day, but I didn't know there was so much time spent.
I mean, I was at work, so, you know, time goes much slower at work because you're just like, oh, God, this is my life. So it felt like hours. It might have probably only been a half an hour apart, to be honest with you.
Yeah. And for those of you who are wondering why things seemed a little weird there, when Shane was reading the interview, he had some microphone problem. And by the time we came back, that's why he's like, I don't really remember what I'm saying, but this is it. So, but
yeah, shockingly, I had technical issues.
Yeah, usually we're able to hide the technical issues, but that time it didn't work. So, all right, well, great. Well, so for the guys on the team, though, there's a lot of people thinking about who's going to benefit from it. And, you know, one of the other names you were saying about all the wide receivers and everything, I read today that Higgins was coming back to play as well. You know, when you were saying all the different targets, he's back from injury.
And that's a good factor in the game. You know, that's he has good rapport now with Mayfield, and he's a good possession guy. I mean, really, he's become a pretty well-rounded receiver, and they're going to lean on him because they just simply don't have anybody else.
Exactly. And Callaway's out too, right?
No, Callaway just dropped 75% of what's thrown his way.
No, but they said he's out this week. He's hurt. That's what I had read, that he was out.
Can you confirm that?
I think he's questionable, but let's check, man. That's a good point, because we do have our injuries coming up.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. We were going to talk about some of these injuries on here, but I'm pretty sure that's what I had heard today, that he was out that Higgins is back.
You can't just come on the air and he's questionable.
This week. Yeah.
Okay, he was unable to practice Friday.
Thursday, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was unable to practice Friday, so and it doesn't look good.
There you go. And I did ask. I didn't say. But regardless.
And they did say, too, Higgins is also questionable, probably going to play. We can assume he's going to play, but he's listed as questionable still.
Yeah, well, some of the other guys that we have, I mean, one of the big ones is Elijah McGuire's coming off of IR. I know, Shane, you were taking him off of a bunch of your IRs on your rosters just before we started the show today.
Yeah, because I'm fully expecting Isaiah Crowell to shit the bed, per usual.
Literally?
Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's why he's not running so well, because he's sleeping in poo all night. And,
oh, my God.
I don't know.
No, it is possible. You don't know. No. I mean, it could happen.
I'm just saying he's not looked good. Trenton Cannon, unfortunately, did not have a very good game last week, although he only had four targets. But I think he had four receptions for something along the lines of 12 yards, which was not what I was hoping for. But it definitely, again, you know, it'll leave the window open enough that if Elijah McGuire can do anything on Sunday, that, you know, he's a guy that can carve out himself a role there. He's someone that can catch out of the backfield. He's someone that can run. He tore it up at, I believe it was Louisiana Lafayette or Lafayette in Louisiana or something to that effect.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. I tried. Good. Yeah, and I tried to get him off you a couple times. You brought it up on the show too. But I was able to pull off a couple trades 2 weeks ago to get Elijah McGuire in some other leagues because, you know, anticipating him coming off of IR. The other one is Dalvin Cook is expected to play, you know, and that's one of those kind of things. I see both you guys shaking your heads, but, you know, Latavius Murray's done okay. I mean, he had that great game 2 weeks ago and then last week. But with Dalvin back, even if he is back, it'll be limited again. So, I mean,
here's the thing about Dalvin Cook. So the only reason I put him on the sheet. So Minnesota has a week 10 bye, right?
Yes.
Why are you running him? And the reports are that he's going to be on a snap count again, which, you know, that worked so well the last time they did it, right? Oh, right. No, wait, he missed the following 2 weeks. Why don't you just hit him down this week and next week and let him get healthy? It just boggles my mind.
I agree, especially the way Latavius was playing. And it's the same type of thing with Leonard Fournette, too, where they roll him out there and then they're like, never mind, we'll pull him back. It's just like, for a couple weeks and then let him heal up.
Yeah, well, let their hamstrings heal. They did. Just linger.
Well, I know they did. So
they did with Fournette.
Right.
They
so did. Do it with Cook.
They just said, you know, finally, you know, I got a trade proposal on air.
A trade on
trade alert. All right. So forget all this news stuff. Let's do some trades.
Trash dynasty trade offers.
Awesome. Okay. What do you got?
So I was offered Josh Gordon and Jordan Reed for Brandon Cooks.
I liked it until you got to the Brandon Cooks part. And I don't like
So in other words, you like what he was being offered.
No. Those two players for nothing.
I'll take it. Yeah. But if you're asking for Brandon Cooks, no.
In this particular league, this dude is always trying to get Brandon Cooks off me, but never with a good offer. Like, never even an offer that I remotely have to think about. Like, this is one of those offers you see and you're like, go yourself.
Yeah. I will say that Jordan Reed is a fantasy superstar the one game he plays every year.
Yeah, he's just ridiculous.
You know, I was thinking about Jordan Reed today. He's actually been healthy all year, and unfortunately Alex Smith is such a check down Charlie refuses to throw the ball downfield, and when he does, he's absolutely horrendous. I think I read on Evan Silva's matchup columns, I believe it was 28%. I could be wrong, but it was right around that 28% mark.
I'm buying deep what
ball,
you're selling.
Deep ball rate. So that's not good. That's not good at all. So I'm going to counter, I think. He's got Corey Davis, who, you know, I love like a son.
Yes.
And Keenan Allen. So, and again, I just want to note, the reason I send offers like this back to people, when you send me a shitty offer, I just assume you have no idea what player value is. So I'm going to try to rob you. Although I guess Corey Davis, Keenan Allen for Brandon Cooks. What do you think? That's not too bad, right? Because
no,
Corey Davis has had a down year, and Keenan Allen's had a down year, and
you need to have some more kids, though, man. So you can name them Carson, Royce, Amari, Corey.
Yeah, I don't know.
Name your kids after your favorite players. You said.
You know, let me tell you this. I was going to tell you, Shane. I actually did a trade in one of the leagues that I'm in where
trade alert
where I'm not a contending team. So I got an offer: Jimmy Garoppolo and Corey Davis for Cam Newton.
And I like it.
Yeah, but for me, I already had three other quarterbacks, and I'm also only 2-6 in that league. So I took Corey Davis, and I took Jimmy Garoppolo, and I gave him Cam.
Really?
Yeah. So and but it was for me, it was Corey Davis, you know. So I got Corey Davis, and I didn't care at this point right now. I have other quarterbacks in that league as well. So it's just funny when you said shocker about me being 2-6 of my 13 leagues. I'm only that in two leagues, dude. So I'm undefeated in my home league. 8-0, man.
I've got a few like that.
What was the other trade you were going to talk about?
Question.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wait, Jeremy said he had a trade.
Oh, it's all right. It's not a big deal. You guys can go on. It's not an exciting trade, but it did happen literally when we started the show. I got the offer and accepted it while on air.
Well, go what ahead. I want to say is, talking about all these player injuries, you know what that makes me think of? Makes me wish I had insurance on fantasy teams. Imagine if that was a thing, how awesome that would be.
Hey, it is a thing, and they're sponsors of the show.
What?
Yeah? You didn't know that?
Get out of here.
Seriously.
Who, RotoSurance?
Yeah, RotoSurance.com.
Oh, man, that's crazy. I heard that you can get a 20% discount using the Dynasty Trades HQ code. Is that true?
It is true, but you have to put it in all caps. Dynasty Trades HQ in all caps, and you'll get a 20% discount. Like you're yelling it? Yeah, like you're yelling
it. So basically, like you're me.
Dynasty Trades HQ!
Wow, that's awesome. That's a great idea, RotoSurance. I wish I would have thought of that, but I didn't. But the least we can do is get you a 20% discount. You need to go on that website, check it out. It is what it sounds like.
It's made for Dalvin Cook. Apparently, after I drafted him, I should have bought RotoSurance because, you know, he ain't playing.
No. RotoSurance and Leonard Fournette.
And
Will Fuller.
Yeah, I have both of those guys, Dalvin Cook and Leonard Fournette, in my main league. So, yeah, that's great. That's awesome. So what was the listener question? Shane, you said we had a listener question.
We do.
You interrupted Jeremy. Jeremy's shaking his head. You didn't let Jeremy say his trade because you said we had a listener question.
Okay, we have a listener question. The offer is this, and it's a half point PPR. No, that's just like a PPR, but half of the one.
It's a league that isn't willing to commit fully into PPR.
No. You know what it is that a lot of leagues are like, well, it's not fair that this guy gets a 3-yard reception and gets a full point for it. Which, yeah, you know what? I like it. And it makes guys like Theo Riddick, not so much this year because he's not really fantasy relevant, but like 2 years ago when he was fantasy relevant, when he shouldn't have been. Or guys like Buck Allen earlier this year when he'd get, you know, 5 receptions for 6 yards. So I kind of do like that. Anyway.
Okay.
So this is the trade offer that is out there. Diggs, Stefan, and DJ Moore for Kerryon. I'm going to assume that's Kerryon Johnson.
Yes.
And Cortland Sutton. And Marlon Mack. Yeah. Which side?
For me, it's like you're talking about it with a league like that. It's a half point PPR, so I would assume that running backs are a little bit more valuable than in a full PPR. So this is two wide receivers for two running backs and a wide receiver. But I kind of still would. Oh, geez. I guess
Diggs, isn't it tough?
Diggs and DJ Moore. I think I like. I mean, because Marlon Mack, I don't know. I still think he might be somebody that may or may not be something there. And Kerryon Johnson looks great. And Cortland Sutton now with DT gone is now the guy. But I don't know. I think I'd still stick with the Diggs and DJ Moore side.
The listener is Joe.
I just want to give...
The listener's name is Joel, who sent this in. Yeah, and he actually needed a running back.
Oh, well, that's different.
He was loaded with receivers, so that, you know, that's some context for why he was torn too. He didn't know which side to take.
But if that's different, if he doesn't have any running backs, then he's getting two running backs and a wide receiver for two wide receivers.
Yeah. He also was making this trade right before Sutton was traded, like the day before Sutton was traded. I mean, sorry, the day before Demaryius Thomas was traded and Sutton's.
So the trade may not even be available to him anymore after that.
I think
he
accepted it.
Oh, he accepted it.
Traded Diggs and Moore for Kerryon Johnson, Sutton and Marlon Mack, and I don't know the right answer for that. I mean, it's. What do you think, Shane?
I thought it was Diggs and DJ Moore till you said he needed running backs. But yeah, what do you think, Shane?
Oh man, I love Kerryon, but I love DJ Moore more. Diggs. Yeah, I'm going to take the Diggs and DJ Moore side. I don't care if it's a half point PPR.
Yeah.
Kind of like Mike said, I love Kerryon. We've seen what he can do. Marlon Mack has really run off, three really good games at least. He's looked good. It's just, you know, I don't know. I think Diggs and DJ Moore probably quite easily too, the more I look at this.
Yeah, and Jeremy, you say that he already accepted it. Which side did he get?
I think so. I think he traded Diggs and Moore for Kerryon Johnson. He traded away Diggs and Moore. And I told him that, you know, I prefer the Diggs and Moore side. And I'm biased because I like both of those players, but I can understand, you know, him trading. Of course, it's kind of a non-answer.
It's difficult, really, but. You know, it's difficult at this time. We're going into week 9, and when teams are trying to make moves to be able to compete going into playoffs and all that stuff, you have to try to fill holes that you need. And sometimes you have to give up some of the players you have. Now, you said
Listen. In Dynasty, that's never, no.
No, no, no. But what he said, what Jeremy said was that he said he was loaded with wide receivers. So we don't know what otherwise. He could have Julio Jones, Antonio Brown. I mean, we don't know what he has, and Tariq Hill, who the hell knows? So we don't really know, but the three of us.
Tariq Hill. Is Tariq Hill related to Tyreek Hill?
Yes, Tyreek Hill. Okay. But the three of us all agree that it would be Diggs and DJ Moore, but we also see why he would do it if he really needs running backs, because who the hell knows what his running backs are? So, well, good luck, Joel. Hopefully, you know, it's too late already. You made the trade, but hopefully, you know, any of our advice helped you.
Didn't give him any advice.
Yeah, you said that you would take Diggs and DJ Moore, and you said it would be kind of easy for you. You said it wouldn't even be a choice. Shane, you had another trade up here too with first round picks and stuff.
I did.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, it says here that Shane gave up Isaiah Crowell, a first round pick, and a second round pick. And
What'd I get?
Sammy Watkins.
Nice. I like it. I like
that was in our contracts league, the big contracts league there, buddy.
Yeah, so, you remember we were talking maybe on the last show before. I don't even remember at this point that I'd moved some things around. I didn't have a starting quarterback at one point, and I was $1 million or actually over the cap at one point. But so I freed up some cap space. That's basically getting rid of Isaiah Crowell and Sammy. Getting Sammy there. So I'm still $9 million under the cap. Yeah, I gave up 2019 first and a 2020 second, but whatever.
Hey, good for you keeping after it, because you had told me, I don't know if it was when we did the bonus episode, but at some point this past week, you told me that Tags was reluctant to give up Watkins, and you kept trying. You're like, man, he won't trade me Sammy Watkins, and you were trying to shove. And then suddenly, like the very next day after we talked about it, I think you made the trade. I was like, hey, good for you, man. Good.
He's
job.
Very good at being persistent when he wants.
Yeah,
something.
Isn't he?
Yes.
You know. Well, originally though, you know, Tags has said something about the first round draft pick, and I was reluctant to give that up because, you know, I'm like, well, if it goes south on me, I think we're far enough into the season where if I don't make the playoffs for whatever reason, I'll be one of those guys that's right outside of the playoffs.
Right.
Unless there's a slew of injuries that just decimates my roster. So I'm a little more comfortable moving that. Plus, I have a couple 2020 firsts. So if I really want a first-round draft pick in 2019, I'm sure anyone would just about give up a 2019 first for a 2020 since 2020 is loaded.
You know, that's another thing. We'll get into that in the next couple of weeks about looking towards the future. And that's not the first time I've heard what you just said, where people are looking towards 2020 instead of 2019. You know, and Jeremy, it was funny. Shane needed to try to get under the cap, and he kept slamming us with some trade offers going, "Help me, f***ers, I need to get under my cap." The offers he was sending us was not going to work.
Generally, the better I know you, the more mean I am. The meaner, that's how you speak English. The meaner I am with my trade offers. If I don't know you that well, you know, I'm very respectful. Like, hey, you know, you want to talk? Maybe we can make something work. But if I know you, I'm just like, you scumbag, you make trade.
Yeah.
And, so some teams get the foreplay from Shane, other teams not so much. He's just gonna go straight in for the kill.
Yeah, the best was the one where he tried to send you an offer to get Kittle off you, and it's like, if anybody knows Jeremy almost spit his water out. If anybody knows Jeremy at all, Jeremy will never trade Kittle to somebody. but we do have another trade on here that Madman actually pulled off for Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, I'm not going to get a lot of love for this one, I don't think. But yeah, I moved Amari Cooper and Hunter Henry, who's obviously still on PUP or whatever, hurt, for Stephon Diggs. I needed to make a big move contending in this best ball during season Dynasty League, and then it switches to lineup sets during the playoffs. I'm going to make the playoffs, but, you know, Amari really wasn't doing much. Hunter Henry's doing nothing for me this year so far, and I needed a receiver. So that's why I gave up a little more than I ordinarily would for Diggs. But you know, you guys, and Cypress knows for a fact that I love Diggs. I mean, that's one of the guys I don't mind going after. So yeah, I mean, it was one of the trades that it was hard for me to do, but you know, I don't like Amari, so it was a little easier. I got rid of two problems in one fell swoop, a guy who's injured and Cooper. So I was more than happy to make it.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been hard for me. I would have definitely done it, but yeah. I don't know about
Shane. Oh, you think I did okay?
Oh, absolutely. You think I did all right this year? Absolutely. I'm not a big fan of Hunter Henry anyways, but what about you, Shane? Did you like that or no? I wish people could see Shane's face. He's just sitting there with his smile and his eyes blinking over and over again. So obviously he does not like that trade.
No, I get it. I get it. Stephon Diggs is, you know, he's performed better this season than last season. So it's not like I can argue with the trade. It's just, you know, how I feel about Amari. And, you know, I don't like trading him away. No.
I like how you just kind of fade out of there. So before we get to the last thing we were going to talk about, we need to hear from the Scouting Academy.
Scout NFL football like a pro. Invest in yourself and get a degree in player evaluation and assessment from the Scouting Academy. They've educated NFL GMs, personnel directors, and dozens of NFL scouts. Enroll today and you'll watch the same game tape NFL coaches watch. You'll learn to look past the metrics with position-by-position analysis. This is a time-tested curriculum, a chance to learn from the NFL execs and coaches. Sign up today and get a Dynasty Football Factory exclusive discount for limited time only. Save $50 when you sign up at dynastyfootballfactory.com.
Yeah, you need to go on our site, actually. I think, is it fall? What season are we in?
Yeah. Season fall back this weekend, dude.
Dude, yeah, that's right. We're in November already.
Yeah. So they're whatever registration, go on our link on our site. Well, actually their link on our site. If you just go on our link on our site, you're not going to get a discount because you're just going in circles. But if you check out the Scouting Academy link on our website, sign up, you get a discount. So do that because you get to save money. Saving money is fun. I've learned that as I've gotten older.
I like to save money.
Yeah, I know. Good stuff, right?
Hey, so we actually had a trade question that somebody sent Dynasty Trades HQ, and they asked us, and here's one that kind of, it could go either way with you guys. Somebody asked us, it would be Kerryon Johnson for Kenny Galladay straight up.
Galladay.
Yeah, I'm going to need to know league. I
think Galladay no matter what for me.
I got to know like PPR starting requirements.
It does say half point PPR And it says that he already has Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, and Chubb.
Wow.
Well, you know, even without the con, yeah, we need the context. So, you know, Galladay, no matter what.
it was funny. Shane's reaction was hilarious. But
I think I'm going to go Galladay just because those three running backs he has. I mean, if he would have kept Kerryon, I can't fault him. But I'm assuming most leagues nowadays you only have to start two running backs, if that. Some leagues I'm in, you only have to start one. And even in a half-point PPR, I think, you know, after the Golden Tate trade, there's going to be some targets that need to be absorbed. TJ Jones can't get them all, right?
Yeah.
Neither can Brandon Powell. Is that Brandon Powell? Is that his name? I'm sure, you know,
right.
Marvin Jones will get his share. But I think Kenny Galladay is the one that's going to be the true number one there. And obviously, the target share isn't going to be completely filled because, you know, Detroit's moving to being a more run-based offense. But they still are going to have to throw the ball at least 30 times a game, 32 times a game.
Yeah. I overanalyzed it, too. And what I came away with is two things. Galladay has a much cooler nickname than Kerryon Johnson, Babytron. So that's in his favor. And then on top of it, Detroit is where running backs go to die. So Galladay.
I don't know. For me, I used to be a big running back guy, but over the years, it's like, especially in Dynasty, the running backs only have a very short shelf life, but the wide receivers have those long careers.
Yeah.
And if somebody's good, and it seems to me like Galladay's looking to shape up to be a good guy that you can have for a long time, I'd want Galladay as well. So again, another one that we got sent after everything that happened this week with all the trades, and that's one of the things that happened with all those trades. I know you guys jumped on and talked about them, but the trades in the NFL, we really got a flurry of questions from people wanting to know what to do, and there was a lot of people that were doing stuff in the moment, you know, hoping that maybe they'd catch somebody in their leagues not aware or whatever. So
right.
this other question we had was, it's a 12-team PPR. They asked if you wanted Cortland Sutton or Alshon Jeffrey.
I mean, that's going to be based on what your window looks like. Are you win now? Because if I need to win this year, I'm going to take Alshon. If, you know, if I can sustain the hit of losing Alshon and still win, like if Alshon's like my wide receiver four, my wide receiver three, maybe. It's funny, though, because a lot of people compare Cortland Sutton to Alshon Jeffrey.
Yeah.
I mean, straight up in a vacuum. Inside of a vacuum cleaner.
That's what they mean by that.
I know. I will take... I don't know. I want to see the rosters, but I think I lean right now towards the Cortland Sutton side.
I'm taking Cortland Sutton. Probably in 99% of cases, unless there was some reason I really needed Jeffrey this season. But yeah, I'm taking Sutton in almost any condition.
Yeah, and what it was with 200 votes, it was a 70% Cortland Sutton side. So
that's ridiculous. It shouldn't be that. It shouldn't be a wipeout like that. Now I'm voting for come on, Twitter, be better. You know, I understand Cortland. I really like Cortland Sutton, but at least, I don't know, 45% of the teams out there have to be playing the win now, right?
Yeah, well, it's crazy. I think there's also the recency bias with everything that happened with the trade and everything. Everybody was trying to get Sutton.
So people think Cortland Sutton's going to go out there and put up the numbers Alshon's been putting up this year.
I don't think that's likely. I mean, he's going to be like a wide receiver two guy on that team, right, for this season. So, yeah, he's probably unlikely to put up the points. You know, maybe close. Maybe he can, equal some weeks. But just, you know, going beyond this season, you should be going after Sutton, I think.
Well, I know you tried to grab him in a couple places, right, that same day that it happened.
I turned into Shane, dude. I seriously had some time. It was like, I don't know, lunch hour or something. I literally reached out in every single Dynasty League to see what somebody wanted for Cortland Sutton because I didn't have a ton of time. I didn't actually make offers in a few leagues where, you know, I'm more comfortable. I know the rosters. I know the guys better. And I came away with two trades for Sutton. I gave up only, you saw this in one of our league's sites.
Yes.
I gave up a 2019 first round pick, which isn't going to be a high pick for Courtland Sutton. And I gave away, I made another trade that I gave a little bit more away, and I have to check that one. But, I won in another one pretty big too. Shane and I talked about it on the bonus episode.
Yeah.
I got Derrick Henry, Courtland Sutton, and another player for just some scraps, you know, basically. And I think I clearly won that one. But I only made two. Out of all those offers I sent out, I successfully made two trades. And there's an offer on the table now where a guy's trying to get Leonard Fournette from me for Sutton and a second, just a standard one quarterback dynasty league. And I feel like Fournette is, I'm going to wait till he comes back healthy and plays. I think he's worth more than Sutton and a second is why I haven't made the trade.
Yeah, and I think more. It's funny because I wasn't able to jump on with you guys Tuesday night, but I did notice how many people tried to do stuff like immediately. You know, even in my home league, I have Sutton on my taxi squad, and it was literally like 5 minutes after the messages came out on Twitter that that the trade happened with DT.
You got an offer?
I did, because the guy in my league is a huge Denver fan. So he sent me an offer like right away. And it's always funny to think that they're thinking that they're trying to get something over you or something when it's that quick, you know?
Yeah.
But obviously I didn't do the trade. He sent me two twos and Eric Ebron or something. So I didn't do it, obviously.
Yeah. I tried to trade for Golden Tate in every league. Well, not every league, obviously, because I don't have enough time to make that many offers. But I did make offers for him in about, I want to say, 13 leagues. I only put off the one trade, though.
Well, speaking
of... I thought more of... Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Sipes.
No worries. I was going to say, speaking of Golden Tate, one of the other trade offers that somebody had asked us about, and... Again, it's a PPR league, but it's a 10-team PPR league. And they were asking us if he should trade Gronk and Golden Tate for Stephon Diggs.
No.
Nah, that's a lateral move.
It's a little too much to give away, I think. I think you wait till Gronk balls out, gets, you know, a little healthier, maybe is back. I don't know if he's going to, but I think I'd hold out because you paid a lot for Gronk. You've had him for a long time. He's one of the top tight ends. See, I'd try to get more than that for those two guys, for Gronk and Tate. I don't think lose, but I think you're giving too much away, like Shane was alluding to.
You're in week 10. There's not a lot of time. No, you're not. Right. You're in week 9.
But right.
But either way.
Close enough.
Now you're right.
Yeah, there's not a lot of time left. So not to shortchange that trade, but we'd say no. So I've been offered another trade.
Oh, right now,
half
like
a season
live?
Season left, and New England hasn't had a bye yet.
Well,
it?
Hey, before
that
you go,
a good amount of time.
Yeah, well, before you go to your
not in fantasy football, we're in the stretch run here now. We got weeks 9, 10, 11, 12, and then what, 13 and 14, 15, 16.
All right.
Just to let you know before you go on to your live trade that it was 66% the dig side was the final results, actually. Go ahead. What's your live thing you got?
Yeah, I think people are overestimating the difference between Diggs and Tate there, and I think people are overestimating how much of a hit Tate's going to take in Philadelphia. I don't think people realize how much Philadelphia throws the ball and how bad their running game is.
I wouldn't be surprised if Tate has this, you know, similar numbers in Philadelphia. But yeah, Tate and Diggs, just go take a look at, you know, anything that keeps track of fantasy points. And those two are always pretty close. You're giving Gronk away on top of just maybe if you say Tate's a little worth less than Diggs, you're just basically giving Gronk away for nothing.
Yeah.
I understand the Diggs side because Tate is 30 plus at this point. He's over 30. I don't know if he's 31 or not.
Yeah.
And Gronk, who knows? You know what I mean? He could retire at the end of the year or whatever. So the newest offer would be Tevin Coleman and my Brandon Cooks for Sony Michel and Corey Davis. That's not enough, right?
Say that again. It's not on the sheet, right?
No. This was live. This is actually live while people are listening. So while they're driving in their car, this trade just came through. Tevin Coleman and Brandon Cooks for Sony Michel and Corey Davis. Or is this just a lateral move?
It's one of those where I might kind of just be like, hey, I'm going to hold whatever side I have. But I do like the Sony Michel side.
I don't have any Sony.
The Sony Michel and the Corey Davis side, I like a little bit more. But like I said, if I own either side, I'm probably just going to keep it and not bother moving it for the other thing.
I feel like I should be able to get more for Brandon Cooks right now. It feels like I'm selling low on Brandon Cooks there. And I love Corey Davis, but what has he done to warrant me giving up Brandon Cooks for him, which is basically what I'm doing. And the difference between Michelle and Coleman is supposed to make that up, except that, you know, Michelle's only played, what, three games?
Yeah, so you're taking on the risk, more risk, bringing, you know, trading for Michelle and Davis. You're definitely taking on the more risk, but yeah, I don't know.
It's one of those interesting things, though, where this is a guy that just really keeps hammering you to get Cooks, right? So is there anything that you can see that you can try to leverage that and get something better from him?
Well, I do like Sony Michel. If he wants to give me Corey Davis and Sony Michel straight up for Brandon Cooks, that wouldn't be straight up, right? Straight up's one for one. So that's, I'm not good with math. But if he wants to give me Sony Michel and Corey Davis for Brandon Cooks, I think I'll accept that.
So then counter him that.
Well, that's what I'm doing as we speak.
Sweet. And hopefully that works out for you, you know?
Yeah, then trade Coleman for something else.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, guys, I think this was an excellent show.
I loved it.
A lot of trade talk.
Yeah, I think it was great.
I think we're going to get maybe in the future, we'll get into more strategy stuff, general strategies, because we haven't been on that in a while. We've been very, very trade-centric. Very caught up in the season. I think we need to take a step back, take the long view, maybe breathe deep, you know, talk about what we've learned.
I'd also, in the interest of talking about what we learned, I thought it would be nice for us to take a look back, a step back in time, and analyze some of the trades you made, Shane, and see if you were right or me and Mike. normally we are on the other side of the trade and just kind of go through and see, hey, which did Shane win or lose this trade? I thought that'd be kind of fun.
Well, I think
our listeners might like that.
I think we should do that. We do have all the show sheets, right?
Yes.
Most of those trades are on there.
Most of the trades are on there, yeah.
Some of the trades, not all. Well, some of those are mine.
Well, pretty much. Of them are mine. Yeah, 95% of them.
86.3% of the trades we discussed on the show are the ones that I've made. But again, I'm in a lot of leagues. It's not my fault.
Well, I think that's a great way to end it tonight, and something for everybody to look forward to next week. You know, we will put together a show that we will discuss our strategies and we'll discuss some of Shane's trades. God, I wish people could see you. That's so funny. But
also, Tuesday is election day, so I'm just going to put this out here. You're probably going to want to mute me on Tuesday and Wednesday, folks.
I mute you on every day. So it's fine.
I look forward to seeing everything that you write, Shane. Yeah, I went and early voted today, and here in town they had early voting, so I went and voted. So
is that for seniors?
Yes, exactly. You know, it's never mind. I'm not going to start with that. But yes, it is for seniors. Yes. But all right, so great. So listen, guys, thank you so much for listening. Please go check out our Twitter account, Dynasty Trades HQ. Send us some polls, some questions, some any kind of advice you guys need. You can also email us.
Here's the thing, though. Advice. If you want just general quick advice, feel free. You'll get that. But when you start sending, you know, your whole roster.
Okay.
And you want to know, hey, I need to do this. Should I do this? Who should I target? I'd suggest what you do in that case is you go to Patreon, search Dynasty Trades HQ, or just hit, you know, the link that I tweet out about once every 15 minutes, linking you to our Patreon page. Become a patron, join the community there, send us emails, shoot us a question, comment, and we could get in depth on your trade discussions, on your roster, who you should target, what free agents you should target, things like that. You know, you can't really get that advice on Twitter.
No, absolutely. And that would be,
you want to become a Dynasty Trades HQ patron.
That would be awesome. Yeah, and all three of us will
give them our advice.
All three of us will give you our advice. Yes, please. That'd be awesome. And
I don't think you're just going to get Shane's advice, for the love of God. We'd never do that to you. You're going to get some really good balanced advice.
And then also head on over to iTunes, give us a rate and review, because like we say every single week, we know how much that really validates Shane's existence.
We're up to, we got a couple more last week, I think. I'm a little sad you didn't read them, but maybe we'll read them next time. So go ahead and rate and review us. I expect a 5-star. I will accept nothing less. You don't even have to really review. Just give us a 5-star if you want. But if you want to put words in there, we'll read them on the air because Michael knows how to read. So we're pretty proud of that.
Thank you.
Just
yes.
Ignore the low ratings anyways.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen. Yeah, no, and I love doing it. I love reading it. So thank you very much, guys. Check it out. Check out our Patreon. Check out our iTunes. Check out our Twitter. And oh, and also check out our site, dynastyfootballfactory.com. You can find all our rankings, our articles, our waivers, all that kind of stuff. So thanks a lot. And we will talk to you guys next week.
Peace out.
Bye.
Bye.